Christ is among us.
He is among us.
Today, being the first Sunday after the descent of the Holy Spirit, the first Sunday after Pentecost is dedicated to all the saints. Now, many people think that in order to become a saint, you have to die. Do you believe that? That you have to die in order to become a saint? No. And I want to make this very clear today. If we don't become saints when we are still alive, we are not going to become saints after we die. We have one life to become like Christ. Only one life. God is the God of the living, not of the dead. And those who are falling asleep, they are still alive if they became like God, if they made a connection with God in this life. So, we are called to become saints here and now, not after we die. Some people think that they are going to become saints when they get older. Because when they are young, they are busy, they want to have fun, and you know what? I'll worry about becoming like Christ, becoming holier when I get older. Now, what do you think is the danger about that idea? That's very good. If you want to do something well, you better start early, right? If you don't go to school now to learn math and English and science and everything that you learn in school, could you do that when you are 75? Or it would be a lot harder. The earlier you start doing something, the better you do it later on in life. And what else? If we think that, you know, I'm going to worry about, you know, becoming like Christ when I get older, do you really know that you're going to get older? Do you know when you're going to die? That's why. We are called to become saints here and now. And do you know that we have many saints, many children saints, in the calendar of the church? Did you know that? Our Lord Himself said, "Let the children come to me." When people brought some children to Him, the little children were brought to Him that He might put His hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them because they thought, you know what, this is serious business. Children should not be around, you know, the Lord. But the Lord said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And He laid His hands on them and He departed from there. The word for laid hands is the same word for ordination. When a priest is ordained, the same word is used in the New Testament. To lay hands, to make holy. Christ made those children holy because He wants everyone to become like Him. And He told the disciples, if you don't become like children, as dependable as children are, you cannot make it into the kingdom of heaven. Now, as I told you, we have many children saints in the calendar of the church. Can you give me some examples of children saints? Faith, hope, and love. Who were they? They were Sophia's daughters. Faith, hope, and love. Saint Sophia was martyred in around 160 in Rome. She was martyred for the faith with her three daughters. Faith, hope, and love. And those three girls, they didn't run away from becoming martyrs for Christ. They could have, but they stayed by their mother. Because they saw the faith of their mother, and they themselves, those three girls, faith, hope, and love. became martyrs, gave their life for Christ together with their mother. Another saint that comes to my mind is Saint Philoctea. She lived in Romania, and when I was a child, I had the blessing of visiting the monastery of Argeș, where her relic is still there. Her body, after she died, her body did not rot. Her body remained intact, and her body was transformed into relics. And there is a small casket there, because she was a girl, she was about 9 years old when she died. And there is a casket there in the church, and there is an opening where you could see her hand, and her hand is just dried up. She died when she was about 9 years old. Do you know how she died? It's a very sad story, please be ready. Her father killed her. You know why? Because Philoctea was a very loving girl. Her father was a lumberjack, and Philoctea was supposed to go every day to take food from home to her father, and she did it faithfully every day. But on the way to her father, every day she would run into someone who was hungry, and she would give a good part of the food to the hungry people on the streets. And one day, when her father saw her giving his food to the hungry people, he became very angry, and he threw the axe to her, and he killed her. Very sad story. But she's a saint, because she was a saint. She was a very loving. Maybe you remember the movie that we saw at the summer camp last year about that boy in Russia who was looking after his father, who was an alcoholic, and who was receiving into the house the hungry, the woman, the hungry people, or the woman who was pregnant and she had nowhere to go. And the other woman, the movie presents, you know, this woman who was waiting for Christ to come. And she prepared the meal and everything, and she lit the candle, and she cleaned the house, and she got ready for Christ to come, because somebody told her that Christ will come into her house that day. And Christ wanted to come into her house that day, because a beggar wanted to come into her house that day. A pregnant woman, wanted to come into her house that day. A woman who had no shelter, and she was pregnant. And some other people who were in need wanted to come into her house that day, but she didn't receive them in, because she had her house clean for Christ. The boy, on the other hand, received the beggar, the drunkard, the pregnant, lonely woman. He received everybody into his house, and he shared whatever he had with them. He was a saint, and he was a child. Now is the time to be loving. Now is the time to be like Christ. Become saints now, because now is the time of salvation. Amen. Thank you. Look who's here today. God bless you. God bless you. Christ is among us.
He is among us.
One evening, some people got together, he relaxing them in somebody's house. And sure enough, a few minutes later, They started having a very passionate discussion about UK basketball. And everybody was talking about it, they were very passionate, but one man was not saying a word. He was as silent as a fish. Do you know why? because they have no idea what you're talking about, because he's from Canada. If you know who that guy was. For a while, he thought they were talking about the basketball team of the United Kingdom, UK. And then he realized, no, they are talking about something else. They are talking about University of Kentucky basketball team. I'm not figuring out what he's doing the same thing, because he had no idea how the team was doing, who the players were, so he decided not to get involved in the discussion. I'm telling you about this because this is what Orthodox Christians many times do when a discussion is starting about the faith or about the Bible. They don't say anything. Because this is the reality. Many times you don't know what to say. So we don't want to make fools of ourselves, so we stay silent. In today's gospel, we heard our Lord Jesus Christ telling his disciples and telling all of us if anyone confesses me before man, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. We have to confess Christ before man. If we want Christ to confess us, to proclaim us before his Father in heaven. Now the thing is that in order to confess Christ, we have to know Christ. And we have to know the Bible. We have to know the teachings of the church. And we are not in our discussion about church growth today. Because this is another very important aspect. We cannot grow if we do not know the faith. We cannot teach others if we don't know the faith ourselves. And unfortunately, in the Orthodox Church, it became kind of tradition not to worry too much about reading the Bible, about going to Bible studies, to vocational programs, because that's what the Protestants do. In the Orthodox Church, we light candles, we cross ourselves, we go to church on Sunday morning, and if you do that, we are very Orthodox Christians. The reality is that if you do only that, we don't have too many chances. Because it doesn't matter how hard the priest tries to teach the people on Sunday morning. He has 10 minutes. That's all. 10 minutes. And in those 10 minutes, people want to hear an uplifting message, not a teaching. This is the reality. And you know, if I were with you, I would expect the same thing. Because you go to work every week. You have to struggle with the harshness of life every day. And when you come to church, you want to be uplifted. That's absolutely normal. And that's the role of the liturgy, to take us into heaven. And the sermon is going to be also uplifting. And the sermon is not going to be an educational program. But we are called to have educational programs. By God's grace, we live. We are already in Kentucky where the Bible left. And many churches in our city have educational programs for children, for adults, on Wednesday evening. Wednesday evening is dedicated to the church. You know, when they came to install the sign in front of the church, I had a very good discussion with one of the workers. He was a very simple man, but a strong Christian. And he asked me a few questions about the church, and then he asked me, when do you have services? Every Sunday morning. Do you have anything on Wednesday evening? We don't. Oh, at my church, we do. My church, we have a Bible study every Wednesday evening, everybody comes. God bless you, everyone. I hope that one day you'll get it. People say that you understand what Orthodox do. If the Orthodox don't search the scriptures, if the Orthodox don't study the Bible and the teaching of the church, then St. John Chrysostom was not Orthodox. Or St. Basil the Great was not Orthodox because they knew the Bible by heart. And it is part of the history of our church to have educational programs, to have Bible study, to search the scriptures. But we lost that tradition because of the Turks. Because wherever the Turks took over a Christian territory, they allowed the Christians to exist more or less. But they didn't allow them to do any charitable work, any missionary work, or to have any theological schools, or to do any educational programs. So you know what? Our case is how that is easier. I go to church on Sunday morning, I do the service. If I preach, it's okay. If I don't, it's okay again. And priests got used to that, bishops got used to that, and the people got used to that. That became our way. We go to church on Sunday morning, and that's the Orthodox way. That's enough. It is not enough. It's not enough. And that's why we're struggling and we're not growing. It is time to become ourselves again. We are not under the Turks anymore. It's not the next time that they come. Are we? It is time to become ourselves. It is time to become that church of John Chrysostom and basically a great theologian. It is time to become who Christ created us to be. Who Christ wants us to be. To know Him in a very personal way so that we could confess Him to the people around us. Therefore, brethren, please, if the church organizes an educational program, come for that educational program. Make the sacrifice, because I tell you, the priest, he better does that. He better be serious about it and put some time into prepare himself when he gives an educational program, because people are taking of their time. And if the priest doesn't go to any job, preparing himself better, Father, we want to learn about this. We want to know. There is nothing more fulfilling for a priest than to see that his people want to learn about that. So let us become ourselves. Let us become the Orthodox Christians, the right worship Christians who love God and who want to know about Him so that they could tell others. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.